I was selling high to a white man one day. I used to work. I worked with this company 15. This crowd here 15 years. Now the store's been butchered. The man come in buying high. And what we do, we give 15% off. That's don't shake. Let's weigh him up. 15. Then see if you weigh 100 pounds, you got 85 pounds. We 500 pounds, you got 70, you got 425 pounds, you see? Take a little 75 pounds. So he said, the man come in bought. So he, I tell him every time what it is, you know. And so he looked at me on this. So how you do that so quick? I said, I ain't nothing to do. Just take a pound off half. Just discount a pound off every 10 pounds. He said, see, you know that's right?
That's right.
He said, well, sir. That's pretty good money to him around the street.
Boy, that's pretty good, man. For you to learn all that percentage stuff.
That's right.
Man, kids don't get that until the 7th or 8th grade.
That's right. I hear that man in there. I see what we're doing. We wear a hog, and he wants to tell if we don't wear the hog for his dressing. We give the hog lose, say, a fourth. See, that hog lose a fourth. Well, the hog weighs 75 pounds when you come back. He said, the hog weighs 100 pounds. He got to take a pencil every time. Every time I take a pencil, I look at him and I say, Lord, I'm sorry for you. It takes too much time now. I take a pencil and prove it. Prove them right. But I don't have to have a pencil to know that. Mm-hmm. No. I take a pencil and prove it. But that's all I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Proving it with the pencil. Mm-hmm. But I know him ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, crazy got to take a pencil for everything. Mm-hmm. No, man. So, I went to Peter. Church had to give a check to a man. The check didn't have mine. He didn't. So I went to Clinton to him. I said, now I'm going to give my check. It's all right. So for insurance, we do it to hold the church insurance. Mm-hmm. So I remember she said, "Lord, you come and sign the check." I said, "No, I'm gonna come and give you one." So she got one. I brought her that sign. She said, "Oh, Mrs. Salton," we said, "don't he write pretty?" I said, "What's that?" "Oh, Mrs. Salton, he write pretty hand." Mm-hmm. So went down one day to buy something from. I mixed with my wife for Christmas present. Mm-hmm. So the old teacher in there, she said, I said, "Mr. Will you take a check with this?" "Yeah." So he got the check. We come right in here. She's trying to buy that little record player. About $28, I think. But I think she went on credit. So he's still coming to put the check in me. I said, "Right better than I do, and I got a degree." I said, "Degrees don't make sense, lady." I just said, "Make degrees." I told her, "You can't." I said, "I always do." "Yes, sir." "Don't make nothing about degree in writing. You got to have sense to do anything." Yeah. So she just couldn't join with me. Mm-hmm. I don't count them. Mm-hmm. I butchered enough to know bodies of a cow and a hog. And I studied the cows, I studied the hogs, and those things got everything you got. Mm-hmm. Eyes,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got two eyes, ain't you?
Yeah.
You got, yeah. You got a mouth, you got teeth. Mm-hmm. See? Then I styled the foreleg of a hog with the hand of a man.
Yeah. Right.
And there's two back there. Oh, well, tear them all to pieces. So, I can tell people more things than a little, and sometimes I just don't talk much. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people don't know things to hunt up to find out. I knew where everybody grieved was in this town. That's right. Knew every all the lines around here.
Gosh.
That's all the city limits. Mm-hmm. Man looked for a star down there around that ice plant. He said, "A day and a half." Couldn't find it. So I went to see this man. He said, "So I said, stay home tomorrow. The man coming for you." I said, "Okay." And then the right man drove up. I knew when he said to me, he must have been a man. I got to go, "I want you to find a star for me." I said, "Okay."